like yesterday.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to Wisconsin, and there's some things and some tactics being employed in the state that you should be aware of. You're somewhat aware of it anyway, but I'm going to lay it out right here. There are lawsuits being filed, and this has happened a lot. There are two new ones I'm going to talk about, by right-wing law firms, so-called public interest law firms. They're being supported financially by Republican donors, and they'll find plaintiffs, test plaintiffs, and they'll bring lawsuits over things they don't like. For instance, say a mask order, for instance, voting issues. Well, here are two of them that have just been filed. There's a new suit filed to eliminate drop boxes in future elections in Wisconsin, and some other collateral issues like clerks can't help voters, can't answer questions from voters, or can't help them in some respect if they think that an absentee ballot is deficient, but just for technical reasons, that kind of thing. And this suit is filed, and they want to fast track it to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, because they think there are four Republicans on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, only three Democrats. The Wisconsin Supreme Court, in their opinion, then would go 4-3 and do whatever the Republican Party wanted, circumventing the circuit court, which is the entry-level trial court, the Court of Appeals, and then go right to the Supreme Court. And it's sort of like you have your personal sugar daddy. And so you want a bigger allowance, you want a new car, you want anything, you just go to the sugar daddy. And that's the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Well, no, El Rongo. The problem for that theory is it is true that three justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court rule in favor of the Republican Party as a matter of course. They even ruled to overturn the November 3rd election. They did in this state. There are three Democratic members of the Supreme Court. When I say Democratic, it's nonpartisan. All seven of them run nonpartisan. It doesn't say Democrat or Republican. But by virtue of their backgrounds and how they voted, people pretty well know who's the Democrat and who's the Republican. Three of them are Democrats, four Republicans, and three of the four Republicans just rule for the Republican Party. The three Democrats actually are acting kind of independently and stand back, and they vote to not let that happen. Let me tell you something. As I was coming up practicing law, and I was a law clerk for Judge Thomas Fairchild, one of the great Wisconsin Court of Supreme Court justices, and then went to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago, appointed by Lyndon Johnson in 1966. And he passed away, sadly, I don't know, about 10 years ago, 15 years ago, but in any event, one of the great justices. And in those days, you didn't know who was a Democrat or Republican. No one cared. They just played it straight. Well, now the Republicans are not doing that. The problem with this theory of the new lawsuits is Brian Hagedorn. Brian Hagedorn is a Republican, conservative. And everybody threw a lot of shade on him when he ran for Supreme Court, or at least people in the Democratic Party. But the truth of the matter is, he has really acted quite independently of the interests of his political party, and quite constitutionally. When he ran, he talked about the Constitution. He believed in the Constitution, and he was telling the truth. He does. So, for instance, he said, no, I'm not going to overturn the November 3rd election. And he sided with the so-called three Democrats, who are great justices themselves. So 4-3, we preserved democracy in Wisconsin. And he ruled in a lot of other cases. When it came to elections, he ruled the way the Constitution requires. And in this case, this business about eliminating drop boxes and stopping clerks from helping certain technical issues with voting, he's already spoken on that. That bill just came up before them. It's not a bill, sorry. That case came before them. And he said, no, the Supreme Court isn't your private playpen. You don't get to jump the line on judicial procedure. Judicial procedure is you file a complaint in a circuit court. And then the circuit court looks at it. That's the trial court in this state, looks at it, takes evidence, listens to motions to dismiss, motions for summary judgment, depositions, expert testimony, and reaches a decision. If it's a jury, it's a jury. If it isn't, it isn't. Then you got to go to the Court of Appeals. That's why we have a Court of Appeals. That's why we have a Court of Appeals. And then you have to submit a brief and say why you think the legal arguments were wrong in the circuit court. The evidence doesn't show what the circuit court judge said, and get a decision from them. And then you don't have a right to come to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It's discretionary review. There are very few cases that you can go right to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. This ain't one of them. And we don't take that many cases. Our courts of appeals are pretty good. Pretty good. And if we do take it, then we want briefs. We don't get one bunch of guys just coming up here in a raincoat going, psst, here, and pulling some documents out of their raincoat and say, here, see, the sign this, say we win. No, we're not going to do that. Hagedorn shut that down. And it was 4-3. The three Republicans would have done it, not Hagedorn. So right now, these very issues have been litigated before. The elections board and the state should decide in administering elections whether you should have drop boxes. It increases voting turnout. There's a lot of people who were concerned about the post office for delays. Louis DeJoy, the postmaster, sabotaged the post office. He shredded about 700 mail sorting machines that sorted somewhere between 30 and 50,000 pieces of mail an hour. That's what he did. Claimed he did it for efficiency. Somebody said, well, why didn't you sell them then? You know, the secondary market, direct mail market. Well, we thought it was better to shred them, i.e., so that ballots wouldn't get there on time. So a lot of people were concerned about Louis DeJoy, and he's still in there. They haven't gotten rid of him. They got to get rid of that guy. Got to get rid of him. So the law right now, and the other thing they want to change, is that the only people that you can give a ballot to are the post office or the clerk himself or herself. Now, let's say you're in a rural area of Wisconsin or an urban area. Let's say you have a couple of small kids at home. Let's say you work a shift that makes it hard to get off. Let's say you're disabled. You're sitting there. And you have, say, a relative living with you. You can give that relative the ballot to go to a mailbox to put it in, but you can't give that relative a ballot to drop it in a drop box. You got to do it yourself. Well, this is all designed to make it very hard for people who don't have a lot of money, who work for a living, who live in areas where it's hard to get to vote, to not vote. That's all it is. That's all it is. And, you know, you can say, okay, then they can mail it. You know something? Mailing it, if you miss the deadline here, and there's a very strict deadline, then it doesn't count. That's what they're depending on. And they have people like DeJoy who do their best to screw up the ballots. Lots of states have drop boxes. Almost everybody has drop boxes. What's wrong with drop boxes? Anyway, this case is going nowhere. In my view, the Wisconsin Supreme Court is not going to let these characters come in a raincoat with a bunch of documents under it and go, psst, hey, sign this, say we win, just because they say so. This is not judicial process. The second case that is pending, that was filed, is they're going to want to go right to the Supreme Court for just an instant rubber stamp of their right to use taxpayer money to gerrymander. Now, you remember what happened there. The Republicans 10 years ago spent $3.5 million of your tax money, by the way. And if anybody out there has paid $3.5 million in state income taxes, give me a call, okay? I'm not going to get many calls on that one. In other words, every penny you ever paid and every penny a lot of you ever paid together went to gerrymandering 10 years ago. And they want to do it again. And they've hired a firm of people that do this, Morterra and Consovoy. They've already paid them $103,000, by the way. Already paid them $103,000. And a local lawyer in Madison, because the bar requires that if you're out-of-state lawyers, you have to use a local lawyer to sort of go over the papers and sign them and make sure they're on the up and up under Wisconsin law. And that is a make work. And it happens in all the states. And I do not disagree with it simply because a lot of out-of-state lawyers have fast and loose practices. It's not a bad idea to have Wisconsin lawyers look it over, but you got to pay them too. out of taxpayer money. And if you think 3.5 million did it 10 years ago, how much do you think it's going to do it this time? How much do you think it's going to do it this time? More than 3.5 million, okay? More, a lot more than 3.5 million. That's already gone up. It's in the Court of Appeals. In the Court of Appeals. And the Court of Appeals ruled that no, they can't do it. And the trial court ruled that no, they can't do it. There's a way of getting that to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. They file what's called a petition for review. It's discretionary. The Wisconsin Supreme Court can decide what they want to do with it. And these characters want to go right there and go, hey, here's a document in my bathrobe here. I'm going to pull it out. You sign it now. You don't have to read it. What the heck? It just says the Republicans win. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, no, 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 no. Three of them will go that way. The three Democrats won't. And Brian Hagedorn has already stood tall on this kind of an issue. So I don't know how they're going to rule on this time, but be aware of this. When these characters from the right-wing law firms funded by donors to the Republican Party file lawsuits, they're trying to go right to the Supreme Court, bypass the usual judicial process, bypass the circuit court, bypass the Court of Appeals, where people, it gets an independent review, and you have to show some real evidence of something, of a problem. Not just, hey, let's come in for a cup of coffee with the Supreme Court justices and say, we're good folks. We're your kind of folks. We're your kind of folks. And so why don't we just sign this document? Don't even worry about reading it. You don't got to read it. It's not that, you know, it's pretty obvious. Isn't it obvious? Yeah, it's obvious. Well, no, that's not how the Wisconsin Supreme Court operates. And that is not how the Wisconsin Constitution operates. This is Wisconsin. You know, why do we have to put up with this? Why do we have to put up with Ron Johnson and Voss and all? Why do we have to put up with these guys? Got to beat them in elections. But the Wisconsin Supreme Court has stood tall right now in protecting the integrity of the judicial process. Brian Hagedorn has been a big part of that. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Against the wind.